I love this question. Expect an opportunity to answer this question. Considering all that happens before we begin our null hypothesis significance testing and the process of null hypothesis significance testing, what assumptions do we make? And here's what you have to bring as expertise to this question. We got two different kinds. We got everything that has to do with representation and everything that has to do with inference, because this is a game of representation and inference. On the representation part, we have everything having to do with internal, external, and measurement validity. What assumptions do we make? We assume that our operationalization of the IV and the DV are good. We assume that our sample gives us a representation of the population. We assume that our setting captures behavior in a context that we care about. We assume that our task and our stimulus allow the expression of the behavior that we care about. All of that's on the representation side. On the inference side, we assume that we know the measurement property of our data, whether it's nominal, ordinal, interval, or ratio. If it's quantitative, we assume that we know its distributional properties. Because when you put its measurement level and its distributional properties together, we can now decide whether we're working with a qualitative outcome variable, a quantitative outcome variable where we're comfortable making parametric assumptions, or a quantitative outcome variable that we're not comfortable making parametric assumptions. That's it.